I like to frame back to the level up mindset, right? It's about how can you elevate yourself in each area of life. So I look at the wheel of life and career, spiritually, with relationships, your health and wealth, everything, it's all connected.
Welcome back to another episode of Building Billions with Brandon. Today I have a special guest. I've known this guy now for 4 or 5 years. And as we get into this podcast, you're going to understand that in order to move forward in life and get what you want, you're going to have to be courageous. You're going to have to be resilient. You might even have to be a little bit crazy. And I have yet met an entrepreneur that's crushed it that's not a little crazy, okay? So here's the deal. I want to introduce my buddy Alvaro to you. Tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Well, thank you for having me. First of all, it's such a pleasure to see everything that you're building and to be here with you on this fantastic podcast. Building billions is more than just making those billions. It's about the mindset. So we're going to go into that today.
I bet we are. My buddy just put out his book, Level Up.
That's right.
And I think when we get into some of these stories, we're going to be talking about what's required to level up personally, professionally, and financially, which is why I love the title, Level Up.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
So tell everybody, you know, every time I see you, you've been out conquering some other piece of the world.
Well, you know, I like to frame back to the level up mindset, right? It's about how can you elevate yourself in each area of life. So I look at the wheel of life and career, spiritually, with relationships, your health and wealth, everything, it's all connected. So for myself, I consider myself a little bit of a combination of all these different areas. So right now, helicopter pilot, real estate broker, skydiver, I'm an ultra endurance athlete, best-selling author, keynote speaker, coach, but everything combines because I want to live not an average life, but an extraordinary balanced life.
When people say, oh, how do you do all this stuff and have work-life balance? What I heard you say, because you and I are very similar, we're always going and pushing to the next thing and experimenting and doing new things, but there's a bigger purpose. And for me, the work-life balance is what I do creates the work-life balance because I love what I do and who I get to do it with and spending time with people I want. For you, with all these things you just talked about, you love doing it because it is what brings you the balance. Talk a little bit about how you manage all those activities, your professional career, earning money, and being the best version and challenging the best version of yourself all the time.
It was after a big wake-up call, right? I've been also in that 9-to-5 and making what it was supposed to be my American dream. I come from Madrid, Spain, came in here with a tennis scholarship. And then after kind of going in the direction that I thought it was my dream life, all of a sudden I realized that I was unfulfilled. And that's when I started to go deep down into the question on what do I really want in life? What are my passions? And sometimes curiosity is what leads to expand your mind. So I started to ask myself, what can I do to bring more passions into my life? Because I was just doing one thing over and over and over. And that's when I started to try new things. And when you try new things, you'll start learning more about what you actually like and what you don't. And in that process, you're going to develop unique things that you're going to keep on growing over time. And right now, it's a matter of really identifying what I'm passionate about and how can I bring it all together into doing something unique.
You came here from Madrid.
Yeah.
To play tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Were you going pro?
Back home, yes.
Back home. And then you came here to play professional tennis?
I was trying to become professional. Then there was a huge economical crisis happening worldwide, especially in Spain. We lost pretty much everything at home. And I had to decide whether I wanted to go into the university like a regular student or I wanted to leverage everything that my family and myself have invested in this tennis career and use it to come to the States to build that American dream and be able to support back at home.
How old were you when you came here?
16 and a half.
Was it scary to leave your family and come here?
Of course, but life begins on the other side of fear.
Yeah.
And that's been my mantra ever since.
So when you moved here, did you have friends or family you stayed
with?
No,
not at all.
You just figured it out?
Pretty much. But you know, that's when you really grow. And a lot of people stay always in their comfort zone and they remain the same person over the years. So I think that the moment that you seek that discomfort is the moment that you'll start learning really who you are. And it was in that process of coming into the States, not knowing anybody, not speaking the language, when you start building a new person within yourself and really going deep down into not just why you're doing the things that you're doing, because you need a purpose that keeps you moving. And that's one of the things that I've been applying in every single thing ever since, Because when you don't have that purpose, then you're going to try to go back to that comfort zone. But when you have the purpose, that's what makes you push forward. And that purpose and that why is what develops your how you're going to do it. And that how is what builds the character.
Here, you came here from Madrid. You didn't speak the language. You didn't have anybody around you to take care of you. You just had to figure it out. Now, all of a sudden, you're a successful business person. You're a successful person in the right of all these different events that you like you just, it's not a triathlon. What did you just compete in?
The Ultraman, double the distance.
The Ultraman. And what is that versus a triathlon? For my listeners to go, what is an Ultraman?
Well, so an Ironman is double the distance of a half Ironman. A half Ironman is a double the distance of a triathlon. And I did the double the distance of an Ironman. Just to summarize it and make it clear, it's 6.2 miles swim, 260 mile bike ride, and a double marathon, which is 52 mile running.
Oh my God. And how did you place in that?
Well, I actually won on my category.
You won your category.
The first one. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was very incredible actually to see myself among all these professional athletes and finishing at the top. And that's one of the things that makes you realize that it's not just anymore about having that limitless mentality where you know that you can do the impossible, but to believe beyond that. And when you believe beyond that, that's when things get really scary. And that scary moments of thinking that way is what gives you that little, you know, when you're going to close a deal or you need to make an offer, or, you know, you have that fear sometimes, but that fear, it could be labeled into excitement. And that's the excitement that pushes you to do it.
Well, some people will use that to back off.
Yeah.
Right. And they'll retreat when they start to feel this discomfort. Whereas because we're buddies, I know all the crazy shit you do. Some of it I'm unwilling to do, but you're one of those people that in that moment of that anticipation that could be construed as fear, what I know about you is you're one of those people that are like, that's the moment I'm going to go all in. Mm-hmm. Most people back off.
Right.
Things like jumping out of airplanes. Mm-hmm. You like to do that.
Oh, I love it. And I think that everywhere I go around the world, I always go with my parachute on the carry-on. And it's just a different feeling on how you can experience the world. But it's also the feeling of getting yourself on the edge of a plane or on the helicopter or hot air balloon or whatever else you're jumping off and knowing that you are overcoming that fear. And it's that moment that gives you so much confidence. So I don't do it for the sake of the adrenaline and, oh, how cool it is. It's more for the fact that my brain starts thinking differently. And when you put yourself into stressful situations and you're able to control that stress, and you can turn it into something positive, you can apply it to different scenarios of life. When I'm flying helicopters, for example, it requires a lot of attention. And every time I'm going to be on the helicopter, it requires full focus. And when I do these crazy races, same thing. And you can apply this into business, into your relationships, into so many different things.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
When you go check on an airplane and you're going to fly somewhere and you got your own parachute with you, do they think it's a little weird that you're getting on a commercial flight with a parachute?
I have a funny story, actually. So me and my buddy Juan, we were going to LA to do this hot air balloon jump. It's in Paris, which is a little bit far from LA. And as we were getting there last minute, we were getting the last seats available on the exit row. Now, on the exit row, I said, look, we need to do it. We cannot go on the carry-on. We need to put it as backpacks. So we put the parachute as backpacks, and we walked in into the exit seats, and the ladies that were next to us, they were looking all weird. It's like, what is that? And we started talking like, yeah, this is great. You know, you just lift it like that. That's good. Like, I think like whenever we are like already at X amount of feet, we go. And then they started to freak out. They called the people on the plane and they made us put our actual parachute right in front of the plane so that we will not have access to it.
Oh my gosh. They actually believed you were going to do it. Yeah. I'm surprised you guys in today's world, you go to jail.
Yeah, no, I mean, we said right away, Doug is a joke, we're good. And then we show everything and they were fine. But well, yeah, that was funny.
I would be like, they didn't say anything to you at the screeners?
No, because we already have all the papers that shows that it's all good to go. Yeah.
Still crazy going on a commercial. At least if something happened, you'd be the two guys that were okay.
Right.
Oh, of course, I don't know if you jump out of an airplane at 300 miles an hour.
How I don't think it's the best idea.
So you jump out of airplanes. You became a pilot for helicopters. You run these races, you swim these races, you like, so how do you go and crush competing in something like that and come out number one?
People believe that it takes years to reach that level. But it's more about the consistency that you have to put into every day's activities to reach certain level. I call it the compound effect, right? So if you are able to build routines and habits that allow you to every day keep on developing yourself, you'll be surprised how far you can go. When I started doing these ultra endurance races, it was 3 years ago. It's not that long ago. And I went from not able to do a half marathon to now finishing at the top on some of the most difficult races. And it's more about the consistency and the habits and the routines that you build through the process that takes you there. A lot of people try to do so much in 1 year or 1 month or even in 1 day, and they don't look into how much you can actually do in 5 years, so, or 10. So having that vision of where you're really heading and keeping that consistent plan, and I always try to have that why really strongly attached to why I'm doing the things I'm doing, because that's the reminder that keeps you pushing forward.
And so, career-wise, so in the real estate space, talk a little bit about what your career looks like in the real estate space.
Yeah, I'm a real estate broker. I have a brokerage and a media company. It's called Super Luxury Group. And again, it's one of those things that you want to be disruptive. You want to be different. And ever since the beginning of the company, I was always looking at what's the edge, what's the different thing that we can do that does not compare us to everyone else. Because especially here in Miami, you'll see that there is agents everywhere, brokers everywhere. So I wanted to not compete, but collaborate. I wanted to start positioning myself from the very get-go with some of the best hitters. So right now we're known for celebritizing and selling multi-million dollar homes. And we work directly with architects, brokers, interior designers, agents, whatever the case is in the real estate sphere. And we help them promote the properties and sell them. We have a huge international network and we've been promoting through our social media platforms. We have millions of followers and that way we've been attracting that. So we work with producers. So a lot of the famous Hollywood producers, they work with us. So anytime they need a house for their movies, we are the ones that they go to. When it comes to media outlets, for TV, magazines, we work with a lot of them as well. Influencers, we have over 500 influencers within our network that come and help promote these properties. So it's been a great infrastructure that all these people have really enjoyed. And right now it's about combining the things that you're passionate about. I'm not a guy that wants to go show properties every single day. That's not what I want to do. That's not what I enjoy. That's not what I'm good at. I want to make sure that I'm building a lifestyle that really fulfills my passions. So if I'm able to fly a helicopter tomorrow, actually, I'm going to the Keys to one of the listings that we have in the marathons. So we're going to be flying on the helicopter, taking people in there. It's a completely different experience. You have fun and you're giving that different approach to the things that you're doing in business.
Truly, you've created, I mean, you came over here at 16 and a half from Madrid, you figured it out, and what you've done is you've designed your life to be fulfilling, and you figured out how to get your personal, your professional, and your financial life all to work in sync, which is why you wrote this book, Level Up, so that you can be an example to people who haven't quite figured out how to do that, and they're struggling. I think from an inspiration standpoint, the whole point in Level Up is to explain to people how you were able to fit these pieces together. So from a 360 degree perspective, personally, professionally, and financially, you could just pursue life at its fullest according to what you want to accomplish. And that's the thesis of the book, Level Up.
That's correct. It's about how to turn your obstacles into superpowers. I come across so many people that got derailed from reaching their ultimate potential or reaching their dreams, and some people that don't even dream. So it's about how can you take some of the lessons on the journey that I've been going through and apply it into your own life to become the hero of your own journey.
And because I know you so well and spent time with you, I mean, you're always with amazing people. You're always around amazing properties and things. You have people from all over the world that come to the events that you guys do. And in the process of having fun putting all that together, you get to enjoy your buyers when they come in, and they get to enjoy also this atmosphere of they're not just buying a home, they're also, you're connecting them to the community, to the best people, and you get to be selective who you want to work with too. So all of a sudden, you've built yourself into this reputation that if you want the best, you want to have fun, you want to be in the right community, it's one thing to buy a home. It's another thing to be injected into a community you want to be a part of and be introduced to everybody. Like, you guys go over and above and beyond for people that work with you. How did you learn to do that? Or was it developed over a period of time just by figuring out what worked?
Again, I'll give you a shorter version of the answer for this, but definitely something that you develop over time. When I got into the space, I didn't know anybody, had no idea about luxury, and I actually had to leave the country. I was kicked out of the US because I didn't get the visa whenever I was working at a company. So I had to figure out what the next move will be. And that's when I ended up going into Dominican Republic, which is where my parents moved back in the day. And my mom was selling real estate, and she sold a house to a guy that was going to be going there just for a couple times a year. So he asked, hey, could you rent it short term? And that's when my mom said, hey, why don't you come here and check it out? You're the marketing guy, so maybe there is something there for you. So I went in, and the first thing I did was doing the research on how were the other properties being rented short term. And there was no properties oceanfront that were rented short term. So I was like, huh, interesting. So I started to door knock in every single property that was at the highest level to figure out which owners will be open to lease their property with us to put it short term. And then when you start doing that, right, you're getting out of your comfort zone, you're doing something that is different, then you start finding the angle on how can you fulfill those services that you are promising to the owners, which is, I'm going to get you clients, I'm going to monetize your property, and I'm going to take care of it while you are in whatever country you are, because none of the owners were there. So what happened in there is that then you need to start being creative. Once you go into that route of doing things that have not been done, then you need to start being creative every single way along the process. So for us, it was more about how do we bring clients now? Airbnb was not happening in there. It was something that was starting in the US. So it was more about identifying if nobody's coming to the DR for renting a villa, they're all staying at the all-inclusive hotel, how can we develop these things? And it was about partnering up with the companies that were already taking care of the super high net worth individuals, the Bill Gates, the Will Smiths, like all these big celebrities, who do they work with? And when you do that research, then you try to find the angle of partnering up with them. They did not have any properties in their portfolio for the DR. So it was about presenting the opportunity. Hey, let's put these properties in your portfolio and we'll take care of your clients. When we started to do that and you start working with those type of clients, then you start having a taste of what it is to be handling those type of services with those type of clientele. And it was just the beginning. And afterwards, it was a matter of growing to become that big company, be the international company, building those local relationships with the local partners in all these different jet set locations. Because what I realized is that all these clients, after they were working with us, they will leave and never come back to the DR just because they were going into other destinations. And then we wanted to make sure that we could continue working with them.
You grew out of necessity to continue the relationship with the client.
And you need to bet on it, right? Because you already are building those relationships. For me, at the beginning, it was, what are my passions? I love relationships with people. I love luxury homes. I love traveling. And I love experiences. So I put that all together, and that's how this business came into fruition. And then as the business was evolving and we started to build those partnerships with the local partners in all these different jet set locations, whether it's south of France, Ibiza, Mykonos, then you realize that now you are the one that needs to generate those leads. You are the one that needs to generate the clients, not anymore this big company, because you are the big company right now, at least as it looks. Now, in the process, you need to be creative again. So for us, it was about identifying who our ultimate clientele was following on social media. And then that's where we saw the public figures. They were not even called influencers back then. So it was about how can we add value? And that's one of the key lessons that I've always lived by. How can I add value first? And it was about inviting all those public figures that were followed by these big celebrities or clients that we wanted to work with, how we can invite them to these properties to stay for free in exchange of promoting and sharing a little bit of the content in their social media, and that's it. So who's gonna say no to staying at a property that is $6,000-$7,000 a night for 5 days, invite a couple friends? And for the owners, it was also a great selling point, because I was saying, look, the occupancy rate is 60%, so we have a margin in there on when we can invite people, specific people. We need to create content anyways, so may as well put this in place. And it worked, and we were the first ones doing this. Nobody was doing it in the real estate world.
These famous people go from saying to their assistant or somebody, go find me a home in such and such place, we want a vacation, to call my buddy Alvaro and have him find out where is the best place to go.
Attention is the strongest currency. So what happened is that now you see all these big public figures promoting this whole company that is doing these luxury villa rentals and experiences in jet set locations. And now everybody started to reach out to us. And we started to partner up with luxury brands that were part of the lifestyle. So the private jet, the luxury cars, the yachts. And for them, it was great to be part of that whole mix. And they were opening to the idea of doing collaborations. And then guess what? The people that were renting those yachts, there were people that also could rent the villas. So it was a beautiful business model that kept on evolving very rapidly. And then when COVID hit, that's one of the moments that it was a shifting point. I went back to the States with an investor visa. I established a business in Miami, out of all places. And when we started to see that people were traveling anymore, it was about identifying what's the biggest trend right now. People are buying and selling a lot of real estate here in Miami. So how can we position ourselves to be able to not only compete, but thrive in that business?
And boom, you exploded.
It's about the partnerships. Again, we were looking on how can we bring this same business model into a market that has not been tapped with that infrastructure. Because you looked at, first thing, who are the people that are selling the $30, $40, $20 million homes? And I was looking at them, and guess what? Their personal brand sucked. They were only promoting the homes. They had no media whatsoever attached to them. So I was just going with the same approach. How can I add value? So I was saying, look, I would love to help you promote your brand, promote this home that you just put into the market, make it famous, celebritize it, right? That's how we call it. And we were bringing all the influencers, all the media, and all the network that we've built internationally that none of these people were doing, because successful brokers, most of the time, they're just sitting here hustling every single day. I was red carpets, flying private, like going with all these clients all around all these jet set locations. So how can I bring this into the mix? And it started to work super amazing because we were not charging them. We were just doing it and getting a commission, a percentage, whenever the property will sell. So that's how secure we were on what we were doing. Now you control the narrative. So when now the news come out, your brand is attached to the brand of the big hitters. So when people see that,
I need that person. I need help. I need to get them.
And the beautiful thing is that as things have evolved, it got to a degree where now we get people from all around the world asking, hey, I need to buy a home here. Hey, I need to sell a home here. Hey, I need to build a home here. And we've built this SLG network, which is the best of the crew in real estate. And we just connect all the dots while we provide value in whatever we're good at.
So to summarize for you listening to this podcast, I have a saying, which is collaboration is the new currency. And it's the highest valued currency in my mind. Because if you had 10 friends, this has always been my theory. If you have 10 friends, one owns a yacht, one owns a jet, one owns a beautiful home in one part of the country, one owns a beautiful home in another part of the country, one owns something somewhere else. And you got your 10 friends, you have access to 10 of the best things in the world. And you don't have to own any of them. Now your question is, what do I offer that group of people for them to want to extend the things that they own? What 11th thing can I add to that, those 10 people? And then how do we turn that into a system? And what will happen is all of a sudden 1,000 people will say, well, how do I get in that group? How do I get into that game? And so you can make money by collaborating with the right people, because everyone's promoting you, you're promoting them, and to the next layer down, they want a piece of that, but they're going to have to pay to get into that. There's a pay-to-play component to where, well, if I want to replicate that or get in part of that group, I've got to monetize something. Otherwise, there's no value in the collaborators having somebody else in their system. And so what you did is you've learned that those relationships are more important than the money, but once you have them, the money follows the collaboration.
Well said. That's a great summary, and it's so true. And look, things keep on evolving, right? It's all about identifying what are the trends and how can you bring it into what you're building. Not you going and jumping into the trend. It's how can you bring the trend to you. And right now we're building influencer houses, right? We call it creator houses, where properties that are for sale, instead of just promoting it the traditional way, we build events, whether it's for a week, a weekend, a month, and we bring influencers and we collaborate with brands that want to be there. And again, pay to play, right? But everybody is building this beautiful experience. There is a whole different synergy when you build relationships like that than the traditional way. And this is something that you just need to keep on going. And one of the things that I emphasized on from the very beginning is that personal brand matters. People want to also get to know you to a different degree. And if you can become an outlier, and by that I mean being different than everyone else, you'll stand out. When people thought that why is Alvaro going in this direction and doing all these crazy things? Many of them said, you're going to lose your north. You're going to end up being nowhere, you know? And the truth is that the opposite happened. I went on skydiving with a tuxedo. That video got 300 million views across all different pages. An editor for Forbes saw that video, did a whole feature on me saying the action man of real estate. A lot of different people saw that article. I got clients from that. And look, it's about standing out. You don't need to go and jump out of a plane with a tuxedo, but I'm passionate about skydiving, so I wanted to make it a little bit extra unique. Right now, okay, I'm going tomorrow to this private island in the Keys. I'm going to be flying a helicopter. We're going to create a whole content with it. We'll have fun. But when people see that, it's aspirational, it's inspiring, it's entertaining, it's educational, and it's different. And people will remember the experiences that you provide, whether it's to the person that you are doing it in person with or the people that are watching it.
I mean, this is what promotion's all about. Promote who you are, promote what you do, promote why you do it, promote your value proposition, promote why people would want to be around you, and promote what you're going to do for the people that are around you so that they go out and promote you. And you have nailed this, created the life you want. You're an example to so many people if they're paying attention. I would just recommend, first of all, where can everyone find your best-selling book, Level Up?
Amazon. You can just look it up there. Also, if you go into my Instagram page or website, Alvaro Nunez. Yeah, alvaronunez.com. Then you'll have all the information in there for the book. I have a free masterclass that people can take as well that goes a little bit more in depth. Courses, keynote speaking opportunities, everything about it, you can find it in there or on my Instagram, which also is Alvaro Nunez.
Yeah, so look, if anybody's listening to this and you're thinking to yourself for your next corporate event or if you're running a team, maybe you have a team of 50 or 100 or 1,000 real estate agents working in your organization, and you're like, how do I get these people to learn how to promote? You should be hiring this dude to teach you, because I've watched him create the life that he wants. It's exciting. It's thrilling. Every time I look at anything you post, I'm like, there he goes again. Like everything you post is like, looks like you're having the time of your life. It looks like you're innovating. It looks like you're working with really super important people, and you're having fun doing it. And this is why I wanted you on this podcast, so that people can hear you and they can get rid of the excuse that they can't do it, because you came over here at 16 and a half with nobody helping you. You were kicked out of the country. You had to figure all this stuff out, and yet you landed here with a life that you're controlling, you're building, you're creating in a way that you want to do it. And if, like I say with me, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And that's, I think, right. You would agree, if you can do that, anybody that chooses to do it can do it.
100%. And look, I appreciate being here again. I read your book as well. There's a lot of similarities in there. So lots of things to learn from each other. I really appreciate the opportunity, and keep on crushing it. You're
you too,
definitely
brother.
Doing
yeah.
something.
Hey, go get your copy of Level Up, okay? Read this, apply it, and realize that the only way you create the life you want is by being intentional about what that is. Thank you for watching another episode or listening to another episode of Building Billions with Brandon. Be sure to like, be sure to share, leave comments, and pay attention to my buddy Alvaro and watch what he's doing. Go hit him up on Instagram. Thank you for listening or watching another episode of Building Billions.